From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. At least 19 injured as car rammed shoppers in Australia. Authorities in Melbourne, Australia say a man arrested for injuring 19 people when he deliberately drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians has no known links to terrorism. Shane Patton is the acting chief commissioner for Victoria State Police.
He is a 32-year-old Australian citizen of Afghan descent. He is a person who is known to Victoria Police. He has historical assault matters. He is not currently on any bail or any corrections order or anything of the like, and has a history of drug use as well as mental health issues.
The suspect was arrested at the scene by an off-duty policeman after he crashed the sport utility vehicle into a signal pole outside a cable car stop. Another man was also arrested.
As a result of that occurring, there was also another 24-year-old male in close proximity around that time. That 24-year-old male was seen filming the incident with his mobile phone and also had a bag that had possession of some knives in it. That 24-year-old male was also taken into custody.
Four of the 19 victims are in critical condition. One of the victims is a toddler who suffered a serious head injury. Another North Korean soldier has defected to the south across the heavily fortified demilitarized zone a month after another soldier left his post and made it across the border despite suffering multiple gunshot wounds. This time, South Korean soldiers fired warning shots at the other North Korean soldiers in pursuit of their defecting comrade. The European Union is threatening member Poland with sanctions over judicial reforms is said that threatens democracy. Warsaw insists it is only following Western examples. The EU is giving Poland 3 months to change its course. This is VOA News. The new party leader of South Africa's ruling African National Congress, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, has promised to tackle corruption and implement radical economic transformation by speeding up expropriation of land without compensation.
It has also been resolved that in implementing this decision, we must ensure that we do not undermine the economy, the agricultural production, and food security in our country.
The 65-year-old Ramaphosa told party officials in Johannesburg Thursday that graft must be confronted with the same intensity as poverty, unemployment, and inequality. Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said he expects efforts at expropriation to fail.
And that is because the Constitution, of which Ramaphosa was one of the architects, guarantees the right of private property. So that wholesale expropriation is not possible.
Ramaphosa is widely seen as being in line for South African president following elections in 2019. President Donald Trump hailed what he called a historic victory Wednesday as the Republican-led Congress passed a $1.5 trillion tax overhaul, Mr. Trump's first major legislative victory of his 11-month administration.
This is going to mean companies are going to be coming back. You know, I campaigned on the fact that we're not going to lose our companies anymore. They're going to stay in our country. And that means jobs. And it means really the formation of new, young, beautiful, strong companies. So that's going to be very, very important.
The vote was almost entirely along partisan lines. Nancy Pelosi is the minority leader of the House of Representatives.
They cheered a bill that will raise taxes on 86 million middle-class families and hand a staggering 83% of its tax cuts to the wealthiest 1%.
The measure slashes corporate taxes from 35 to 21% and the highest individual income tax rate from 37% from 39.6%. President Trump Wednesday threatened to cut financial aid to countries that vote in favor of a draft UN resolution that calls on the U.S. to reverse its decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
This isn't like it used to be where they could vote against you and then you pay them hundreds of millions of dollars and nobody knows what they're doing. People are tired of the United States. The people that live here are great citizens that love this country. They're tired of this country being taken advantage of, and we're not going to be taken advantage of any longer.
Ugandan lawmakers voted overwhelmingly late Wednesday to amend the country's constitution to allow President Yoweri Museveni to extend his rule. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.